Back in the 40s and 20s, the same type of Casanovas were ripping off individuals just like they are today. It's become a little more sophisticated. They have a lot more tools through technology to make it more convincing today. But again, I think we need to look at those as serious crimes. When you take someone's life savings like that, you can't just write it off as, well, that woman was foolish and she shouldn't have got involved with that guy. That's not the case. This is a criminal who defrauded someone, needs to be brought to justice for doing that. And again, I think that we're starting to see that attitude change, but that needs to change because that's actually a much more serious, devastating crime than the guy walked in the store and robbed somebody and then walked out of the store with their money. They can replace that money. Sometimes they have insurance that replace it. You can't replace somebody's emotion and the hurt.
When we talk about scams today, 2019, do you think scams are on the rise?
Absolutely. And a lot of that has to do with the internet and the ability to commit these scams from thousands of miles away. So consequently, prosecution, conviction, arrest are very, very difficult to do. So for the criminal, it's a very simple crime and very little chance of being arrested.
So the digital world has created more opportunities.
Absolutely. And what has changed a lot that I find is, you know, back in my day, 50 years ago, there were con men and con women. And obviously that stood for confidence. So you had to deal with them one-on-one. You were sitting in front of them. They were well-dressed, had a great vocabulary, they had a nice personality, they were likable people. And they won you over and they got your confidence. But they also were human beings, and there was some emotion involved. So they had a little compassion. You know, they might have said, I'm not going to steal all this guy's money. He's kind of a nice guy. I'm going to steal some of his money. Today you're dealing with somebody in their pajamas with a cup of coffee on a laptop in their kitchen in Moscow. They never see you. You never see them. There's no emotion involved. So they will take you for every penny you have. And that's the real difference between con men today and con men 50 years ago. Anybody can be scammed, including myself. I know I can be scammed, but there's nothing to be embarrassed about being scammed, but it becomes a very big problem if you don't recognize it and do something about it, and eventually, of course, report it. And what happens here a lot of times, they never get reported because the person eventually comes to realize I've been scammed and this guy took me for $50,000 or $250,000. I don't want to tell anybody. First of all, if I tell my loved ones, they're going to want to take my independence away and say you can't handle your money anymore. If I tell the press, it's going to get out in the media and I look like a fool. Everybody's going to say this woman was stupid. She got this guy, took her all the money from her. So they never report it. So those people just go on committing the crime to somebody else and that person just takes the loss and goes on. And that's what's really sad. And it continues to do it. We need to educate people before it gets to that point. We need to educate people. And that was the purpose of this book. So that these people who, in many cases, it is, as you say, an elderly person maybe lost her husband a few years ago. She's very lonely. This is someone she meets on the phone. And as I said, these things can string on for a year or two before they ever hit you for any money or any personal information or anything like that. But if I educate that person and I say, here's these romance scams, this is what they're doing. So now when they see that Marine's picture pop up on that email or something, they say, I don't know that this is really this guy because I've read that there are people who pose as these people and then think you're dealing with them and you're not. That's the whole thing that really works, to give people the proper tools to empower themselves to protect themselves. As I tell people all the time, you cannot rely on the government, you cannot rely on the police, you cannot rely on your bank to protect you. You have to be a smarter consumer, a smarter individual today, smarter businessman today than you did 25 years ago. It's up to yourself to educate yourself about these things so you don't become a victim of them.
Hello, I'm Liam Bartlett. Thanks for watching. To keep up with the latest from 60 Minutes Australia, make sure you subscribe to our channel. You can also download the 9Now app for full episodes and other exclusive 60 Minutes content.